this Thanksgiving PSA brought to you by? Yeah, right. If you're hosting a dinner for 10 this year, great news. The American Farm Bureau Federation says you can pull it off for $55.18.
Yeah, right.
According to them, that gets you a 16-pound turkey, stuffing, pie crusts, and other ingredients.
Yeah, right.
Try walking into a grocery store with $100 and feeding a family of 10.
Yeah, right.
This Thanksgiving, budget wisely. Or just tell your guests it's a fancy French one-bite tasting menu style. They'll love that.
Yeah, right.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Oh, good morning.
You know what? I need a smoke and a beer.
What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm trying to quit smoking.
I gotta quit smoking.
I'm trying to quit smoking.
To quit smoking.
Well then, this is your lucky day.
How so?
Today is the Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
The Great American Smokeout.
This could be your day.
I'll quit smoking.
Quit smoking for good.
You can do it!
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's really easy. You just enable the skill. You do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And... she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. We do a daily show, and then we take all the segments that we do today, and we'll record them, and then we'll repack them into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so. So you can go back, and you can listen to the show, or if you'd rather listen on demand and not catch us during the live portion of the show, that's fine. That's totally your call. We're here for ye, however you want to use us or abuse us. We're on board. We're on your train. Boop, boop. Anyway, so you can listen to the podcast on the Alexa device really easy, just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com, or you can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. And if that isn't enough for you, we're also available on your Facebook. You can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, not only are we an award-winning radio program, we were awarded the bronze in the, Living in Lynchburg? Lynchburg Living Magazine. We were chosen by you, the fans, not them, by you, as the number three radio DJ in this whole market. We were up against 20-some other radio hosts that had been nominated, and goodness, I mean, how many media outlets are there in Lynchburg and Roanoke and all the surrounding counties? And for us to be chosen as number three by you, the fans, that's pretty good, right? That's really good, and we really appreciate it. Well, in addition to that, I got a notification from Meta, from the Book of Face, and they indicated that we had reached a certain plethora. And our show content and quality is top-notch professional. They didn't say it like that, but it's implied that our lighting, our videos, our graphics, it's very professional. It's top-notch. It's top-notch professional. So anyway, so they indicated that that they will be opening up the taps and getting us out there to more and more people in the algorithm. We've reached a certain plateau that allows us to get wider, broader distribution on the Book of Face. So I am very happy about that as well. Look at that. Look at what we're doing. You know, it only took 25 seasons and 40 years in the industry. Anyway, we digress. All right. So, coming up on today's program, we've got Theatre Thursday. And let me pull up the calendar, because I could have done this. Yeah, this award-winning show. Could have done that, you know, before we hit start. Edit. Okay, so, oh yeah, here it is. It's 246 The Main will be on today. We've got various cast members of their upcoming performance. We also have Foster joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. She has Jan and Brenda with the Master Gardeners of Bedford. They're going to be joining us as well. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And then question of the day, how far would you drive to pick up a loved one? All right, we're going to delve into this. There's a new survey out, and it indicated what the average would be. The average person would drive X amount of miles out of their way to pick up a loved one for the holidays. And this is shocking. There's a percentage of folks that were surveyed that said they would drive more than 700 miles out of their way to pick up a loved one. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list, top types of relatives who aren't worth driving that distance to pick up for Thanksgiving. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, scroll, Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
For a limited time, it's the luxury brand Holiday Christmas Winter Clearance Event. What brand? Don't worry about it. You can't afford it anyhow. Now, watch how these rich people do Christmas.
Wow, honey, a $55,000 SUV with a big red bow on it? You shouldn't have.
I know, but we're rich. I'm wearing a turtleneck and a sweater.
Money fight!
The luxury brand Holiday Christmas Winter Clearance Event. Nobody really even buys these vehicles. We just make these commercials to make you feel like garbage over the holidays. Please see your authorized luxury brand retailer and then just keep on driving. I'm not even going to bother giving you the finance mumbo jumbo here because trust me, you don't qualify. So blah, 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 yakety smackety. I'm sure your wife will enjoy the remote start you got for her 1999 caravan. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Yeah. All right. All right, so that one was actually made in 2013, and that price point is pretty on par with just about everything that's decent. Anyway, hi there. It was still funny. They should have made it a hundred and some. Anyway, but that was, again, that was we made that in 2013. So. Hi there, it's The Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the Thursday edition. So here's the question. How far would you drive to pick up a loved one for the holidays? Okay. For some people, it's a quick drive to meet up with family and friends for Thanksgiving. But for others, it's a much longer travel time. According to a new survey, the average person is willing to drive 172 miles out of their way to pick up a loved one. Okay. But what about if you're going, because we're traveling, traveling for Thanksgiving. And I personally wanted to take some other form of transportation rather than having to drive that distance. But so what's the distance from Lynchburg, Virginia to Connecticut? and not the border of New York and Connecticut, you know, all the way up to, yeah, Long Island Sound. 9 hours and 39 minutes, 497.5 miles. We're going to be.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. So what about you? And if this is just let's say you're picking up your boyfriend or girlfriend, a parent or best friend, 172 miles is roughly a 3-hour drive on highways, which is super sweet if you're getting those folks, and downright heroic if you're trekking out to collect your in-laws. 5% of people would even be willing to drive 700 miles, which is a major trip. It's basically the distance between New York City, and Chicago. On average, the furthest that people have ever driven to see someone for the holidays is 408 miles. Oh, I got you beat. 497.5. 497.5 miles. Well, that's on average, the furthest. That's like Chicago to Minneapolis, Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, or Phoenix to LA, or Lynchburg to Connecticut. Overall, drivers are expecting to spend 13 hours behind the wheel this holiday season. What was that again? 9 hours, 39 minutes times 2. Okay. 57% of Americans are generally okay with that because they say they love the sense of adventure that a road trip offers. Mm-hmm. So with that brings us to our top list. So the average driver would go about 172 miles. Pussy. Out of their way to pick up a loved one for the holidays. But even then, they would slam their brakes and stick it in reverse when it comes to anything or anyone from today's list. It's our top list today. The top types of relatives who are not worth driving the distance to pick up for Thanksgiving. All right, here we go. Number one, your great aunt with smoker's cough. Your uncle who says he knows the truth about 9/11. Your stoner cousin who only watches David Spade movies. Your grandpa whose nose hairs always whistle. Top relatives who aren't worth driving the distance to pick up for Thanksgiving. Your sister-in-law who open-mouth kisses her chihuahua. Chihuahua. Your stepmom who keeps calling them the gays. Top types of relatives who aren't worth picking up for the holidays. Your cousin who just sits and stares ever since he fell off the tractor. Your brother-in-law who collects tasteful nudes. And your nephew who always chest bumps you after every Cowboys touchdown and shouts, "Now that's what I'm talking about!" Yeah. So The Mike Show. What's the distance again? 400 97.5 miles. I did tell you we are taking the train into New York from Connecticut. Go see a show and do some sightseeing. And take the train back. 497.5 miles. Anyway. It's the Mike Show. I should get a new Honda for this. I really should. I should just get a new Honda. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The CMA Awards went down last night, their 59th year. And by total coincidence, it was the 59th Country Music Award show of the year. Chili's changed their menu. If this affects your dinner plans for a first date, don't plan on having a second one. The CEO of Walmart is retiring. During his time at the helm, he served millions of customers. Three of them completely clothed. The trailer for the live-action Moana is out. It'll be your first time seeing The Rock in theaters this year since The Smashing Machine. So it's really your first time seeing The Rock in theaters this year. And the cause of death for 89-year-old Diane Ladd has been revealed. Just as we expected, electric skateboard crash. This is not headline news.
It's the Mike Show, and I'm really happy you could join us on the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault, and we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business, right? But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Peru is the only country whose English language name can be typed on a single row of a standard QWERTY keyboard. That's QWERTY, right?
QWERTY.
QWERTY. That's, and so why is it QWERTY? Oh, because that's the most common keyboard layout, named for the first six letters on the top row. I'm looking at my keyboard now. QWERTY. Okay. It was designed by Christopher Latham Sholes in the 1870s, not to slow typists down, but to prevent the mechanical arms of early typewriters from jamming by placing commonly used letter pairs further apart. Interesting. Despite the development of more efficient alternatives, QWERTY became the standard due to market dominance and has remained the default layout for typewriters and modern computers. That is really interesting. I always wondered why the letters were the way they were, and now we know. We've learned something. Yeah, that's the most commonly used letter pairs further apart so that the typewriter thingy arms wouldn't get jammed. I did not know that, and now I do. Number two, The Great Gatsby. Let's get some music in here. The Great Gatsby was not a successful novel when it came out, and F. Scott Fitzgerald only earned $2,000 from the book. That's around $37,000 in today's money. Number three, Bono's mother died when he was 14. She had a brain aneurysm at her father's funeral. So yeah, his mom died at his grandfather's funeral. God, that's awful. Number four, in movies like Selma about Martin Luther King Jr., none of the speeches that were featured are real because Steven Spielberg owns the movie rights to his life story and all of the actual speeches. The rights were purchased in 2009, and Spielberg apparently still has them, even though his MLK movie never got made. So Selma was not a Steven Spielberg movie, but he owns the rights to all of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches for movie. Oh, wow. Okay. We're learning something. We're learning a lot today. And then number five, Pac-Man made $6 billion in revenue as an arcade game, but it wasn't as popular as most people think. It really was only $2,000 in... No, I'm just kidding. It made $6 billion in revenue as an arcade game, which is about $19.5 billion if you adjust for inflation. That makes it the highest grossing arcade game of all time, just ahead of Space Invaders and Street Fighter 2. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. I think you'll like it. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition that brings us Foster from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Doing really, really well. How about you?
Doing well. Excited for Thanksgiving. And then just a couple weeks after that, we have Christmas and my winter break. So I'm rocking and rolling, trying to grind out the rest of our projects for the rest of the year so I can rest easy.
Likewise. Today and then tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last show of the month because we're heading out of town all next week.
Nice.
We'll be back December the 1st to truck along until Christmas Eve. And then so will we be done with our the year, basically. So we'll have our winter break
crazy.
As well.
I feel like 2025 just started and we're about to start 2026, start it all over again.
Well, but here's the thing. There's good news if you didn't hit your goals quite the way you wanted to in 2025, we have some suggestions for you.
Just a couple.
That'll be coming up. But Foster joins us and most of the time she brings us a guest. Today's no exception for our audio listeners. We're an award-winning show, you know that. for our audio listeners who are not watching and seeing the person that's up on the screen, who did you bring?
So if you're familiar with the show, you've probably heard from Brenda before, but Brenda Gibb is with the Bedford Area Master Gardeners Association right here in Bedford. And they have a lot going on. They're a big growing club with a lot of different types of people that are with the Master Gardeners. And when they say master, they really mean master. There's a lot that goes into it. But I'll let Brenda share everything with you.
Well, hi, Brenda. Thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate what Master Gardeners does. Tell the folks who might not know, what is it that you do?
Well, we're a group of, we're up to over 100 members now.
Wow.
And yeah, the reason we're called Master, if you will, is that we take a series of 10 or 11 modules and we study them intensely and take a test on them and then have 10 on hands-on labs all around the county and for different topics. And take a final exam, and then we become interns. And after that, we have to get 50 hours of volunteer time on our various projects around the county. We have probably about 30 projects ongoing that teach different things and help people in the county. And then once we've got 50 hours, we are actually become a certified master gardener. So,
wow.
But after that, there's still always something new to learn about gardening.
So tell us what the Bedford Area Master Gardeners Association does beyond that. Now you're a master gardener. What do you do with it?
Well, we have, like I said, about 30 projects around the county.
Wow.
And each project has to have an educational component where we teach the public about something about what it is that we're doing. For example, I'm involved at the YMCA here in Bedford with kids gardening lessons. So we teach them once a week during the school year, the after school kids, and then the summer camp kids in the summer. But we have other things around town, like we work in therapeutic gardening for the nursing homes. We work at the D-Day Memorial. We have a victory garden there where we show people what people were at home were doing during World War II in their gardens. My goodness, we are part of the Bug Garden, the Bedford Urban Garden, which has a mentoring program and helps a local family or two grow gardens in the bug raised beds. Things like that all around the county, different topics.
Well, it's very, very cool. So you have some upcoming things to tell folks about?
We do. We have we start a new class every year in March.
Okay.
And so right now we're looking for three or four more people who would be interested in becoming a master gardener to join our class. And it starts March 1st. And again, it's about 10 or 11 modules that are done online as some reading. Reading is involved. And then the person takes a little quiz. And they're involved usually with a lab for that topic, like it might be soil and lawn care, or it might be water riparian projects, that kind of thing. So it's a hands-on lab.
Okay. Really, really cool. And so if you're into gardening, or if this is something that, that has fascinated you and you'd like to learn about, growing, you'd like to learn about growing your own garden and helping out other folks, this sounds like a great thing.
It would, if you're looking for just something to do, I feel like. Because you guys have so many different, you have over 100 members now.
We do.
That's awesome.
We've kind of grown a lot in the last few years as we've gotten the PR out there. But we have about 16 to 18 new members each year. So, and again, like I said, we have three openings for our March 1st class. So if you'd like, go to our website and sign up or give us a call at the Bedford County Extension Office.
Very cool. Nice. You can join them at BedfordAreaMasterGardeners.org, and we'll link that up on this broadcast if you go to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Three spots, so better get on it.
Yeah, for sure.
if you're interested, get on it. Then the classes again start in March.
They do.
And very, very cool.
We do have several other things going on right now.
Okay.
We are involved in, you probably know Foster because I think y'all are involved in it, the Festival of Trees Project, which is at the Bedford Welcome Center. And nonprofits all around the county have a Christmas tree that they have put up and decorated. And the public gets to come to the Festival of Trees and vote for their favorite tree or trees. You can vote as many times as you want. And then I think it's $1 per vote, and the nonprofit gets that money, and we donate it to a cause. Like the Bedford Master Gardener cause is our 4-H project, which is part of the County Extension Office. So if you're out and about, come on out to the Bedford Visitor Center and take a look at the beautiful Christmas trees and vote for the tree of your choice. It's a good cause.
Very nice. Oh, really, really cool. And again, you can learn more at BedfordAreaMasterGardeners.org, and we'll link everything up on this broadcast. Thank you so much, Brenda, for taking time today.
You're certainly welcome. We have one other big item coming up in March.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
Just one plug for our seminar, annual seminar called Grow the Good Life.
Absolutely.
And it will have four in-person speakers. And it will be from like 8:30 a.m. till 2:30 or so p.m. So if you'd like to join, you can come in person. It'll be at the Bethlehem United Methodist Church in Manita, or you can Zoom and it'll be online. So we'd love to see you there.
Very nice. Okay. That's all?
That's it for now. Is that enough?
that actually is. You guys have a lot going on. So again, like to Foster's point, if you're looking for something to do, and this is something that you've always wanted to get more involved, or you've wanted to learn about, growing and gardening and all of that, this sounds like a great opportunity. So get on it. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition, Foster. What is going on with the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce?
Just mentioned two ribbon cuttings that we have coming up in December. We have one on December 6th. That's a Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Yes, it is before the Bedford Christmas Parade. I'm really excited about it. we're doing a ribbon cutting to officially celebrate the opening of the Peacock Shop, which is right at the intersection of Bridge Street and Main Street. You've probably passed by and wondered what's in there or are they open? And yes, they're open. They're open and they're excited to meet our community, welcome people in. They have a really cute store inside with a lot of different things. And they also have a grab and go cafe. But more than anything retail, they're excited just to have people come in and share their space and connect to, with each other and just offer a place where people can sit down and hang out in Bedford. So we'll be there December 6th, 10:30. If you are lining up for the parade and you just want to stop in, we would love to see you. And they're also doing a 7-week raffle right now. So if you shop there and spend more than $10, which is pretty easy to do, then you get entered into a raffle and they're doing a weekly raffle. And it's starting, it's starting this week and it's going through January 3rd. So lots of cool stuff with the Peacock Shop. I'm excited to officially welcome them, but we have a second ribbon cutting.
Wait, there's more.
On December 10th, we are super excited to go to Fast Signs, new location in Lynchburg. And we're not only celebrating their new place, but it's also this year's 10 years of Fast Signs. Wow. So, yeah, I know. It's crazy. They started in 2015 with a 4-person staff. They moved here. They knew absolutely nobody. And now they've gone from a really, really tiny shop to like what they call a compound. And it's amazing. It's like more than tripled their space and their production capabilities. And they now have a staff of 12. So really great growth on their side. We're so excited to go there and check it out and just celebrate with them. And that'll be Wednesday, December 10th, around 9:15. They'll do tours. They're going to do some equipment demonstrations. And they'll also have giveaways and some refreshments on all the good stuff.
Well, I've seen them around town with their trucks and putting up signs and things all over. So I have not yet had an opportunity to utilize their services, but I have seen them around town. A lot of people use them.
Yeah, we partner with them through the chamber, and we had like no signage when I started 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years. Wow.
Oh, I remember.
And they've really helped us have stuff. And it's really nice to be able to like have a sandwich sign or to have just like a little standing sign or really nice yard signs that aren't going to fly away with the wind.
Yes.
Because everything that they make, it is such high quality and they really do work with you on everything. It's almost like Renee is part of my team sometimes with the way that we go back and forth trying to figure out the best solutions for what I'm trying to do.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
quite honestly. So we mentioned this at the beginning of the segment. If 2025 has just blown by and you're looking at your goals and your lists that you made at the beginning of the year and you went, what the heck? I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And I didn't accomplish half of the things that were on my list. And I needed to get in front of this many people and I only reached this many people. Well, guess what? If you join the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce for 2026, you can really amp up your goals. You can reach people that you haven't been able to reach before. It's very, very affordable. And just go to their website, bedfordareachamber.com. Learn more. There are 400 some businesses, thousands of contacts that you have not interacted with. Mm-hmm. And their programming is substantive. It's not just meet and greets and that's it. And you're meeting and talking with the same people. There's a lot of deep dive stuff that you guys are doing and really teaching people how to do networking and how to do business a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. We try to give people what they ask for. Mm-hmm. And listening to our member businesses, the nonprofits that are involved with us, we have around 50 nonprofits that are really amazing, very active with us. Local government, the schools. We try to segment everything that we do so that we have a little bit of anything for everyone and stuff that is actually, valuable to your business and to your growth, because that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Well, log on BedfordAreaChamber.com. Learn more. Join the chamber in 2026, and you can hit your goals like you plan to in 2025. And then it just away. It just went away. It's gone.
It just rolls over.
Rolls over. Yeah, roll over your goals into next year. Don't beat yourself up. All right, gang. Well, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. Each and every Thursday, Foster joins us. Check them out again on their website. And we'll link everything up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. All right, gang. See ya.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required, and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg for first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. That means it's Theatre Thursday, and we've got a cast and a group of folks from 246 the Main with some Christmas fare that we're going to be talking about. Pleased to be introducing yourselves, folks. You, ma'am.
I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Michael Carter.
Hey, Michael.
Jennifer Williams.
Hi, Jennifer.
And Carl Davis.
Hey, Carl. All right, so thank you so much for joining us on the program. Tell us what your upcoming performance is.
We're doing My Kind of Christmas. It's a comedy with heart by Dana Hall. It's hilarious, but it also has a really good story, meaning, message behind it. But if you have ever had Christmas with the neighbors and the in-laws and the kids and
yes,
and everybody,
yes.
Hilarity ensues with all of those.
So. Now, what is your role in this production?
Couple of different roles.
Okay.
So I'm a caroler.
All right.
One of the neighbors that comes and, you know, harasses the family, the main family. And then I'm an angel.
Okay. So
you believe that, don't you?
I do believe
that. You
are
an angel.
Michael, what is your role in the production?
So I'm playing David, and so he's the father of the family. His children are now grown and they've moved out, and it's the first Christmas since he's lost his father. And so he's very melancholy and also kind of lives in the past, because he remembers Christmases when his kids were young, and now that they've grown up and they've moved out, they want to start traditions of their own. He's clinging to the past, and you know, it kind of has a little bit of a Scrooge like ness to it.
Okay.
He's quite the curmudgeon, certainly at the beginning. And while we don't really have ghosts of Christmas, we do have dream sequences where we look in the past and the future, and it's really sweet. He has a really nice arc in it, and so I'm really pleased with this role.
Very, very cool. And you, and what is your role?
I am also a caroler and an angel.
Okay.
Bringing all the Christmas joy.
Nice. And then Carl?
Well, I play Michael's father.
All right, so you're not just and behind the scenes.
I'm not this time. I, without giving away too much, I play a little dirty trick on him.
Okay. All right. So, twist, and now everybody has to go and see this.
Yes.
This is really, really cool. What are some of the takeaways from the performance, your characters you had referenced, a little Scrooge-ish? I was immediately, when you started talking about being a caroler who is harassing the neighbors, I was thinking Christmas with the Cranks, and how they're constantly chased around by the carolers. But that may not be correct. That was
may
just
not.
What,
you'll have to come
what,
see
what I envisioned. But you know, tell us a little bit more about just the storyline in general, and maybe some twists that we might expect or not.
Well, I mean, I've been telling everybody that it is kind of like a Christmas Carol, mm-hmm. Scrooge type, It's a Wonderful Life,
yes.
type,
mm-hmm.
story. And it's really just a comedic take on, you know, interactions between everybody that you mm-hmm. come across during the holidays.
Nice.
Whether, you know, you really want to interact with the neighbors or not, you know. Oh, it's the holidays, we've got to, you know... Got to go see the next door neighbor and, oh, hey, thanks for the fruitcake.
And there's funny messages about yeah. the commercialization of
yeah,
Christmas
definitely.
And how it starts so early and, you know, things like that. But it really is a story of relationships within a family.
Yeah.
So a slice of Christmas life. But not a Hallmark story. not a Hallmark Channel kind of Christmas.
Not really.
It's definitely over-the-top comedy.
Very cool.
It really is.
Yes.
Nice.
It really is. And it, you know, it's kind of like what we wish we... a lot of the times, what we wish we could say.
Yeah.
In our Christmas interactions instead of just polite company.
Nice. So. It's My Kind of Christmas. It's at 246 The Main. When does it open?
December 5th.
Okay.
So December 5th and 6th at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock, and then December 7th, 2 p.m. matinee.
Okay. You can learn more if you visit 246themain.com. You can also go to lynchburgtickets.com and just type in My Kind of Christmas, and it'll pop right up, and you'll be able to purchase your tickets right there. All right, so getting to some of the most important questions that you could ever ask an actor. Carl, we'll start with you. What was one of your favorite roles or one of your favorite productions that you've been involved with to date?
Well, I've been involved in, well, actually all of them in one way or another, not on stage necessarily.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite production we've done so far is The Fiddler on the Roof.
Nice.
And my favorite role actually was not that one. I guess I was thinking about that. That would have to be, I played King Neptune in Little Mermaid. And that was a memorable one. We had a major wardrobe malfunction in that one. Got a few extra laughs where they weren't planned. But it was a good memory.
What is a role or a production that you'd like to be involved with, but you haven't yet had the opportunity?
Well, I don't know. I've just kind of go along with things and take them as they come, and try to enjoy most all of them.
Very cool. Same questions. What's been your favorite role to date, what's a role that you'd aspire to that you haven't had a chance to do yet?
My favorite role was Grace in the Best Christmas Pageant. I really related to her as being, you know, a mom and just running around trying to get things done at Christmas time. And then I'm not good with somebody being mad at me. And so my I know. So I had
you don't
to,
like me.
Right. So there was like some conflict and things in the show that, yeah, it's just it was really true to life for me. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And a role that I would love to have, you know, be at one day maybe, would be Loretta Lynn in The Coal Miner's Daughter.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Michael?
So anyway, I played Grace's husband in a different production
of
the best Christmas pageant ever. I wouldn't put that as my top one, but but that's because I didn't have you as Grace. So
right.
But so we really just what a month ago, 2 months ago, finished To Kill a Mockingbird, and I have to say, that production is right up there. If it's not number one, it's number two or three.
Nice.
So I played Atticus Finch and I directed it. And sometimes everything just comes together in community theater. And you get the right people at the right time. And even if you didn't think they were the right people, you come together and they become, and we become a family. And and that was very, very special. Very, very pleased with that.
Nice.
I mean, it's easy to say because it's on top of my mind. There's still a lot I would like to play. I wanted to do this show called Noises Off.
Okay.
Everybody's been talking about these shows where chaos happens, and there's now about three or four of them. One's called Play On, one's called The Play That Goes Wrong. But Noises Off is still sort of the, to me, the king of it. And the old guard of it. And I just think it's the best of what I've seen of those, even though the other ones are very, very funny.
Sure.
And I haven't had a chance to do that, so maybe that.
Very cool. And last but not least.
So the role that I have enjoyed the most has been Annie Sullivan in The Miracle Worker. I think it was the hardest role that I have ever done in theater, but I had really liked Annie Sullivan's story from the time that I was a child, so I was very honored to be able to do that, but really enjoyed that, the complexities of that character. The next role that I always look for is something that stretches me as an actor. I'll take roles that are similar to who I am, that are really like roles that are not similar to who I am.
Nice.
So I can, that's the good thing about acting. You can be anybody. Yeah. It doesn't have to be who you are.
Well, anyone in particular?
No. I always like to look at it and say, ooh, that would be a really interesting character to play. But regardless of what character I get, I'm going to give it everything I've got. And, do it the best I can.
Very cool. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time today. And let me pull up the graphic one more time. 246 The Main. If you go to their website, you can learn more about the organization, learn more about upcoming shows. It is My Kind of Christmas, and you can purchase your tickets at lynchburgtickets.com. We will link all that up on our broadcast as well on Facebook. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And if we don't talk or see each other before the holidays, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And same to you.
And all that. Thank you so much. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, 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 do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio
for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, why don't we start with sports? Well, sort of. Thursday night football, Bills and Texans. It looks like a great matchup tonight in the NFL.
Tonight, Thursday night football, the Buffalo Bills and the Houston Texans. But their logo is a bull's head. Why aren't they the Houston Bulls? And while we're at it, the Buffalo Bills. What's a bill? Their logo is a buffalo or a bison. Why aren't they the Buffalo Bisons? Well, that would be redundant. That would be like the Buffalo Buffaloes, much like the Houston Texans. I just Googled Buffalo Bills, and it's the nickname for Wild Bill Cody. That's a stretch. But so is playing professional football on a Thursday night.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A group of amateur whale watchers were off the coast of Washington. They got a unique wildlife experience. A very cute, small seal jumped on board their boat. I said, it jumped aboard the boat to escape a pod of killer whales. Here is Smith Ciro Maskell with what happened.
Oh, you poor thing.
We noticed that the seal had popped up. The moment it saw us, it turned for us and just bolted. And at that point, we saw dorsal fins coming from every which direction. The orca are searching all around for it, and the seal is basically directly underneath the boat. And I was like, is he trying to get on? He's not trying. He's on.
He is on our boat.
We're surrounded by whales. He's just looking around with those big, like, puppy dog eyes. After about half an hour's nap, he kind of gets up and he sniffs the air and realizes he's okay. And then off he went.
Bye, buddy.
That is likely to be the single most unique wildlife encounter I'll ever have.
Interesting. All right. So we could save this for stupid criminals because we only have, I think we only have, we only have one other story in stupid criminals. So let's save this other one for that. Let's go to the CMA Awards. Quick montage of the biggest winners from the CMA Awards.
And the CMA Award for Single of the Year is...
You Look Like You Love Me, Ella Langley and Riley Gray.
And the CMA Award for Vocal Duo of the Year goes to...
Brooks and Dunn!
And the CMA Award for New Artist of the Year goes to...
Zach Tom!
And the CMA Award for Song of the Year goes to...
You Look Like You Love Me, Riley Green, Ella Langley, and Erin Ray Sierra.
And the CMA Award for Album of the Year goes to...
Whirlwind, Lainey Wilson.
And the CMA Award for Male Vocalist of the Year goes to...
Cody Johnson!
And the CMA Award for Female Vocalist of the Year goes to...
Lainey Wilson!
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Lainey Wilson.
All right. Well, speaking of Lainey Wilson, Lori Morgan stole the spotlight when she joined Lainey on stage and was dressed exactly the same way. Cowboy hat, bell bottoms, boots, and bell sleeve shirt.
When I was your age, I was not hosting the CMA Awards. I had three babies under the age of five. And I was not wearing little bell-bottom breeches. I was wearing a maternity dress with two breast milk stains. Now that my career is finally where it is, I want to look cute too.
And Leanne, you do. You got it going on, girl.
Thank you, my darling. Oh, Lord, please help me. Chuck Morgan is going to see me in this and be on me like a duck on a gene bug.
That's your own fault. You keep looking like that. That's what's going to happen.
Thank you, but you should have seen me in the 80s. Sometimes I think it's a blessing that this all didn't happen to me when I was younger and thinner. I think I would have used it for evil.
All right. Music. All right, there we go. Steve Martin and Alison Brown came out and did a banjo duet, and it was awesome. Here they are performing a song from their new album. So that we don't get the rights and royalties, flagger from the Book of Face hitting us. That's just a sample. You can Google. It's worth the Google. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Kevin Meaney talking about the dysfunction in his house whenever family would come over for Thanksgiving.
They were always having company coming over. You know, that was a big thing. We're having company tonight, so stay out of the bathroom. Stay out of that bathroom. We've got company coming over. Where are we supposed to go? I don't care. Just regulate yourself. Wait till they leave. Thanksgiving was another big day when we were kids, you know. We'd have the big turkey every year. Last year, the turkey weighed 185 pounds. It had a tattoo. Riding around the front lawn on a Harley. Took my sister hostage for 24 hours. My Uncle Zeke actually had to put on his flame-retardant pilgrim suit and subdue him with a flamethrower. But he was always dressing up for Thanksgiving. One year, he dressed up as a butterball turkey. And my Aunt Rose couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God. Look at Zeke dressing up like a butterball turkey. I can't believe. Look at him sitting in that roasting pan wearing go-go boots. Pouring gravy on his torso with a big old ladle. He's going to get arrested for public self-basting. Just like he did last year. Look where he's got the thermometer.
All right, there you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. And go ahead, like you like it, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Yep. If you're too drunk to walk in a straight line, you probably shouldn't volunteer to pronounce complicated medical terms. A 44-year-old man named Christopher Johnson was pulled over in Florida last week after he was caught driving recklessly, swerving across lanes and into oncoming traffic. Police stopped him. It was obvious he was very drunk. He couldn't stand on his own. There were open containers in his car. An officer tried to check his eyes by asking him to keep his eye on his finger as he moved it from side to side. Christopher said, "That's where I've always had my had a problem with my EFD. It's hard to actually follow." The officer asked, "What is your EFD? Executive function disorder. Christopher really struggled. He said, here's Christopher getting his field sobriety test by officers. We actually have the sound.
If he lets go of you, you're going to fall over.
Yes.
I'm not even going to try. Just follow the tip of my finger with your eyes and your eyes only. Don't move your head.
I see the finger.
Okay, but follow it. You got to track my finger.
That's where I've always had a problem. Which one I've... My EFD.
What is your EFD? One of those.
Yeah,
all right. We do believe you're impaired.
Are you sure? Christopher admitted to drinking earlier in the night, and it turns out he had prior convictions for DUI and a suspended license. He now faces charges of DUI and driving with a suspended license. Oh, yeah, we had two, or we had one other story. And it is right here. So, a guy named Robert Selland was supposed to play Santa Claus for a business in Washington, but it was revealed, he was revealed to have murdered his wife in 2011. So, is he out? Is he? I got to do a deeper dive on this. I mean, good Lord. A Tacoma man, a man who planned to play Santa at a local swap meet during the holidays, sparked outrage and prompted a business to apologize to the victim's family. Robert Selland, who killed his wife, Carol, in 2011, was released from Western State Hospital under conditional release last year. Selland announced on Facebook his plans to be Santa at a swap meet. And in late November through December. Okay, so that's where we're caught up. He has since been asked not to come onto the property. Here is Cheryl Gasek, the sister of the murdered victim, Carol Gasek, and Julio Garcino Ares of the place who hired the Santa, talking about the whole issue. Here you go.
People aren't aware. Here's a perfect example. They're not aware. I don't blame them at all. I couldn't imagine a child sitting on a murderer's lap. I would not want that for my child.
And we totally agree with that. I mean, we didn't know his past. On behalf of my parents who run this establishment, they just want to apologize for any misconceptions. We've basically told him to not come around until we have a chance to speak to the family.
And there you go. All right, so good news. Thank God. There's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Aussie punk band Emil and the Sniffers, Emil and the Sniffers, planned a free show in Melbourne, Australia last Friday. And too many people showed up. I want to make sure that we get that right. I wonder if we have that in our pronunciation key. Here. Well, they look fun. Pronounce Emil and the Sniffers. Emil and the Sniffers. Emil. All right. Sounds like Amy, but with a short ah. Aim. Okay, so I was right. Emil and the Sniffers. Come on, damn it. All right, anyway, back to the story. It's the good news. Take two. Aussie punk band Emil and the Sniffers planned a free show in Melbourne, Australia last Friday, and too many people showed up. Fans climbed the fences to get in, and it got so rowdy, the whole show had to be canceled. But the band made it up to them by opening opening bar tabs at seven different bars near the venue. They covered $5,000 worth of drinks at each one. Here is the venue executive, Katrina Sedgwick, plus the band, talking about the cancellation and offering free drinks.
I'm really relieved we're here today talking about the cancellation of a concert and not about people being hurt.
We're backstage. We literally would have loved to play. We're devastated. Fences got crushed in.
We just didn't anticipate hundreds of people damaging property.
Have a drink on us. We're so sorry.
All right. There you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow for the Finally Friday edition and our last show in November. So join us then. See ya.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local,
global,
radio
434.